that one. And this one, there basically is a 2-second delay, so it's a little bit quicker here. You'll get the message. So anyways, that answers your question there. How did your Christmas go there, and did everything, did you have an enjoyable Christmas? We did over here, and yeah, we ate lots and visited lots, and just about everybody showed up too, so in the family, so we had a house full here. So anyways, back to you, Raymond. Delta Juliet 7, Whiskey November, V5RJM.
Delta Juliet 7, Whiskey November, returning. Yeah, thanks for asking. Well, it sounds like fun, what you said. Meeting, coming together, and then eating, lots of eating. I hope it was a great time you had, you, the friends, the family. Yeah, it was very nice. Appreciate is most likely the wrong word. I'm really grateful for it. And yeah, I saw my mom, visited her, you know, doesn't live too far away, round about 25 kilometers, so this is fairly okay, and I have to travel by train every time. Trains are not that reliable, but anyway, better slightly unreliable than no trains at all, I guess. But anyway, yeah, it was perfect. I really loved it, and yeah, so I'm back and I'm taking it slow. Weather is fine. We have round about 4 degrees Celsius. It's sunny outside. We would call it cold. Today it's cold, yeah, 4 degrees. This morning it was, I think it was 0, but, or 1 degree, but now 4. Yeah, it's going up and down. Anyway, Randy, I've got just a little question. Do you think the quality is a bit, or let's say it's a bit base? Does it lack some high pitch, or would you say it's okay? Mike, back to you.
Yeah, Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike returning. Get the weather out of the way here. Minus 19 here this morning. Minus 19, and I don't know what the wind chill is, but some people don't even like counting that wind chill, but minus 19 here, and not too much wind. If there is, there's just a little breeze. Yesterday was kind of windy in the afternoon, but and about the same temperature we had yesterday as well, with some snow actually coming down, some snowflakes we had yesterday, so we got enough snow already that came than we did all of last year, so that's how much snow that we got here in this area. We had an exceptional amount of snow this December compared to what we usually get, so we've got here about 3 feet of snow or so, we need the grader to go up and down our streets here because it's just crazy already. Everybody's been driving on it, packing it, and it's hard to travel and all that sort of thing. Break. And, as far as the trains go, they're always running late here too. If it's within an hour, you're doing good. So, but we sometimes see the trains here lots of times at noon come in, and they usually come in through Kenora here about 4 or 5 in the morning. actually not too bad lately, but yeah, our trains are always falling behind. I don't know. As far as reliability, I think they're okay that way, but they don't leave people stranded for too many hours. It does happen here, though. So yeah.
This Delta Juliet 7 Whiskey November. Randy, I don't know if this cut off or if you gave me the mic. Yeah, back to you.
Yeah, Delta Juliet 7 Whiskey November V5RJM. Yeah, I had a battery go dead on me here, so I had to switch HTs here. So I had one right beside me here, so I was kind of expecting it. So anyways, I'm on a different radio, my newest radio actually. So, and I'm coming through the hub here, so I'm not coming through our repeater, but I am broadcasting on the repeater, so everybody's hearing me. So anyhow, I don't know how much of that you got there, but your audio is great. It's not too much bass. I think it's just perfect. Back to you.
And this is the Julia 7 Whiskey November returning. Yes, then I basically got everything you said, and yeah, last thing I heard or you said was the reliability slightly falling behind, but you were mentioning 1 hour. Well, that's fair enough if you're not in a hurry. Anyway, thank you for the quick report. If I can, I don't know if the repeater is currently busy, or I will do it another time. Yeah, then I might come back and use my handheld transceiver, and would be interested to hear what the quality would be like, but then it will be a repeater, which is about 50 kilometers of straight line distance from here. It's called, BB zero, now I forgot the call sign. Yeah, anyway, I will call, later, and, let me see. I'm not going away here. DB zero NT, that's the link I would use later on, and just to see what the quality would be like with the handheld transceiver, if you don't mind. Yeah, so far, there's nothing else going on here. I will take it, as I said, slowly here, going through the day. When will this celebration begin? I think shortly before year's change. Mike, back to you.
Well, I don't have the times offhand here, but I'll send you the times that I set up here for that New Year's Eve QSO party, I guess, or whatever it's going to be. So I got an email here of the times they sent me, and that's on my computer. So I'll set that up and then send everybody an email letting them know, for as many people as I got on my email list, which is quite a few. So most people will get the message, and hopefully we can get some contacts around the world as they bring in the new year. So connect as much as you want here to our system. You can even stay connected 24/7 if you like. It makes no difference to us. The more the merrier. And we usually connect to the Canada Hub. Actually, I think we're connected here with them now. So that's how you were coming in to us before. So we usually disconnect overnight from midnight till 6 in the morning. And then we connect back up with them again during the day. We're not always connected to them. Sometimes we disconnect for our own nets and for some other things that are going on. But for the most part, we're connected throughout the day. So anyhow, welcome aboard again, and look forward to hearing you. That must be a pretty good repeater for you to get 30 miles away or 50 kilometers away with an HT, 5 watts, unless you got an amplifier there on that HT. Go ahead.
MWN returning. It's a convenient location, at least in this case. There is another repeater which is from this place where I live, but it's no Echolink repeater, or it's not connected to the net. And it's just about 12 kilometers, but I can't get it. Can't open the repeater. It's so sad. But you can't have it all. And I wouldn't use it anyway. But from here to that slightly farther away repeater, as I said, it's, first of all, where I live, the place is 145 meters above sea level. This is quite good. And the repeater itself I would be using is in 330 meter height. So it's on a previous castle. And so you can see this is quite convenient. And I checked actually on the card, and there shouldn't be really not much of an obstacle in between. That's why it's probably very easy to reach. So, and it's a 70 centimeter, and the antenna itself I've been using is, as I said, on my QRSat.com profile. It's a mobile antenna on a magnet mount standing in a room. It's my indoor antenna, and it works. And other repeaters, I would say, hey, that's easy. No chance at all. But anyway, so far so good. Randy, I will try it later on. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, obviously, then it won't. And there was an option to use even Echolink and connect to it, but it somehow dropped out. It's currently not working, but I heard someone using it a couple of days ago. I'm not sure if it's usable if I use my handheld transceiver, but let's see. it is the words or not. Mike, back to you, and then I would say, oh, let's come to an end. I'm not talking your ears off. And we'll meet again, Randy. Yeah, happy that this worked so well. Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike, Delta Juliet 7, Whiskey November.